After a brisk half-hour walk down a track shaded by mountain ash, the Beauchamp Falls come into view. Lush ferns frame the falls that are a few stories high. Water cascades into a large pool before continuing downstream. The air is damp and the boulders lining the stream covered in moss. Tony White is the Colac Otway Shire's Manager of Economic Development. He says the Otway's waterfalls are becoming an increasingly important asset for the local tourism industry.
What they do is give something that's more than just the Gradation Road. They give people a reason to stay in the towns and the tourist facilities around Apollo Bay and the Gradation Road. And they give a greater opportunity for people to earn a living off tourism. We have something like 6 million tourists come down the Gradation Road and into the region each year, and a million of those are from overseas. They're looking for a quality experience rather than just a dash through on a bus, most of them. And more we're finding people on a self-drive basis, and they're coming here having researched on the internet and looked at our waterfalls and looked at our walks. And if you're coming from a city of 50 million or 100 million people in North Asia and you're thinking, wow, I can walk for an hour by myself in the bush and come to these fantastic waterfalls, that's a really attractive thing for a lot of the visitors to this area. So to not have those operating is, it's a shame for those people who are visiting, but it's also a significant issue for our reputation.
While most of the waterfall tracks in the area are managed by Parks Victoria, Beauchamp Falls is managed by the Department of Environment and Primary Industries. Having received notice from the department that Beauchamp Falls had reopened the previous day, I was surprised to find a danger sign attached to a temporary fence blocking the path to the falls. Tourists arriving in the car parks of Beauchamp and nearby Hopetoun Falls were also confused about whether or not the track was open.
Hi, my name's Ross. I'm from the UK.
So we're now at Hopetoun Falls, but you mentioned that you understood that Beauchamp Falls was closed and that's why you didn't go there.
That was just word of mouth. Mm-hmm. We hadn't seen any signs saying it was closed. We drove past the entrance to it, but we just thought we knew this one was open, so we've come to this one.
Ray Cooper is a farmer and cafe owner in nearby Beech Forest. He says tourists who visit his cafe often express their disappointment that the nearby waterfall tracks are closed.
They come in pretty annoyed, actually, and we have to sort of placate them and then tell them to go to either Little Eyre Falls or Triplet Falls just up the road.
Is the closure of the walking tracks to the two falls an ongoing issue?
They seem to be closed more often than they're open.
How important are the waterfalls as local tourist attractions?
There's been huge investment put in these in the last 10 years, multi-million dollars in most of them. And we've also had Turton's Track open, of course, which is a $7 million tourist track leading to these falls off the Great Ocean Road. So put it this way, I only opened the cafe knowing that the waterfalls were nearby and Turton's Track was opening.
Although the walking track to Hopetoun Falls has been reopened, the easily accessible lookout near the car park is still blocked off.
A lot of people who don't, for instance, have all their capabilities can get to the top and look down, and for them it's a bit of a thrill and they can see a waterfall that they wouldn't otherwise see.
But they aren't able to do that at the moment because Correct. It's all taped off.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of rubbing salt into the wound, really, because we had a situation where The Age ran a fantastic article on the best 6 waterfalls in the state. And, of course, one of those was Hopetoun. So, yeah, look, it wasn't good. We had a lot of people come in around about the time of that particular article, all pretty annoyed.
Down in Apollo Bay, access to the key tourist destination of Mariners Falls has been restricted since a falling tree branch injured a tourist in 2008. Trish Goodlett is one of the directors of GreatOceanRoad.com. She says the closure of the falls track has had a huge impact on local tourist operators.
Over the years, one of the main focuses for developing our tourism industry is training operators and really trying to keep people here longer, keep visitors here longer. So the whole emphasis, even from state government level, is education of operators to develop rapport with your customers and just tell them everything we've got available. People are coming from overseas, interstate, even domestically. They've got no idea of the wealth of local facilities and walks and attractions that are available to them. I've been in the industry locally for over 20 years off and on, working in the visitor centres and things. The amount of money we put towards maps to show where our waterfalls are and our walks, you know, it's one of our key projects to be able to deliver that kind of information. To then to have them close, or you don't know if they're open or closed, you lose your confidence. If they're not speaking with confidence, they're not really adding to the tourism experience. It's just insane, as one of Australia's leading tourism destinations, that the dedication and the funding isn't there to keep them open.
Do you know people who have come here specifically to see things such as the waterfalls and been disappointed that they've been closed?
Yeah. Definitely. This summer has been, I think, our worst. We've had nearly every waterfall closed. We're trying to establish a year-round destination that's not reliant on the peak season. It would actually be better for our operators and for the whole environment if we could disperse the visitation annually across all the 12 months. We've been trying to market the Otways for years and years and years. The Otways are all about waterfalls, and to just have them closed is just not on.